That's my part. Listen, 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 listen. I don't know what is going on in the Queen City this week between Miss Jessica's doghouse. Yesterday, man, the father warning his daughter to buy her weed from her. And then today's situation letter. These are crazy. These are crazy. But this young lady needs our help. And that's what we're going to do, Madhouse Nation. Listen up. Her letter says, morning, Madhouse. My boyfriend has a problem and I don't know how to talk to him about it. Now, I'm a bigger girl, so I take extra steps to make sure that I am clean everywhere. However, my man, who is a little bigger than me, doesn't practice the same procedures. In other words, he stinks everywhere. Mm. I have seen him take a shower and he ain't washing right. Mm. This has been going on for about a month now. I am over it. How do I tell him that he stinks without hurting his feelings?
Once again, I got to regroup, get myself together. I got to regroup, get myself. So she's dating a guy, and he stink. And like, and they've probably been together for a while.
First of all, big people, and I can say it, I'm on the bigger end. We got to, there's a proper way to wash. Y'all have heard my method.
Yeah, you marinate in sauces, yes, while you take a bath.
Yes. You have to lift things when you wash. Get up under things. You got to bend over, let things hang, and all. You got to do
Jessica,
all of that.
Hold on.
No, this is real.
570-WPEG. Y'all help this lady out. How could she tell her man that he stinks without hurting his feelings?
So here is a solution. Here is one thing that you can do. You two can start taking showers together.
That's a whole lot of tub.
Then you do the washing. You wash him.
She said he big and she big. That ain't gonna work.
Maybe they got a garden tub. I don't know.
It's No Limit Larry and Miss Jessica in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Oh my goodness. Shot at America. Listen, I don't know what's, it must be because of the storm coming, but y'all are on one. These last 2 days, this letter today and the one from yesterday, I can't deal with y'all. I cannot y'all need to stop living.
Big girl says her big boyfriend don't know how to wash and he stinks everywhere. She says she's over it and wants to know how to start the conversation. Give us a call, 570-WPEG. Help this woman out.
I don't even want no more calls.
I need the suggestions. I want to hear them.
That's it right there.
All right, today's letter reads, morning Madhouse, my boyfriend has a problem and I don't know how to talk to him about it. I am a bigger girl, so I take extra steps to make sure that I am clean everywhere. However, my man, who is a little bigger than me, doesn't practice the same procedures. In other words, he stinks everywhere. I've seen him take a shower and he ain't washing right. This has been going on for about a month now and I am over it. How do I tell him that he stinks without hurting his feelings? If you can't get through on the phone lines, drop it on our Instagram page at Power98FM. Power98, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
My thing is, if he stinks, then he's going to have to wash with baking soda and water.
Not baking soda.
If he's too big to get in the tub, some people use a top full of Clorox. I love Clorox in my bath water. But he's going to have to shave all his hairs off because that stink does set up in them hairs. And he's going to have to go up on the arms, the boot hairs, the leg hairs. He probably even going to have to shave his head.
I might be a little bit too immature for this conversation. She said baking soda,
and
Clorox, shave all the hairs off your body because the scent done set in there.
What is he, a pound of cocaine?
But I have heard
mixing it with baking soda,
making meth or something. I have heard that the stank does sit in the hair. I have heard that, and that is why you get rid of body hair, because the stank sits in your hair.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, can you help this sister out?
I think that his pores are maybe clogged up. I think the soap and stuff is just rolling off his skin. So therefore, he needs to get him some alcohol, open up his pores, use some soap, some body wash, and then at the vet. And then he got, I know, he said everything stank on him. So I know his breath is too. He gonna have to do better because I couldn't deal with all that funk.
So what y'all saying is she need to make it like a crock pot. She need to make the bathtub like a crock pot and just sit him in there for half a day. Like you roast a turkey. Like you baste a turkey. You need to baste him in the bathtub like you baste a turkey.
All his pores clogged.
They put him in Clorox and alcohol. Listen, I can't deal with Madhouse Nation. Good morning, man.
No, Lisa, what's up? L Boogie for the gas house.
L Boogie, come on, man.
I'm going to tell you how she need to tell him. She needed to start putting deodorant everywhere. Put it in his car. Put it in his pockets. These little small packs of deodorant and put them in soap and put it everywhere. And he's going to, if he can't understand what she's doing, then she needs to break up with him.
See, this is where we mess up as a people, though. We like to put things like deodorant and smell good lotions over funk. Yeah. You can't do
that. You got to wash. She said specifically she feels like he's not washing properly. You got to wash, brother. You got to wash. You got to get in there.
Yeah.
You got to get in there.
You got to do what, Larry?
Machine wash.
No, Jay, I'm not mature enough for this conversation this morning.
Not
this hurricane coming. Wow. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Man, baking soda, plain water, and she just need to wash him up herself. Say, baby, come on, we got to get something done. We got to get in here together. I mean, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, none, but you know, we've been together. How long they been together?
A month. Oh, okay. She said that this has been going on for a month.
No, she said this has been going on for a month. They've been together probably
She just needs to talk to him and just say, come on, baby, let me come on, get in here with me and let's wash each other up. But I'm going to wash. You need extra wash.
She keeps saying, wash him up like it's a pair of pants. But you know what? It's not that easy. It's almost like, you know, like for females, if we ask our dude, like, do I look fat in that? And then the dude sort of struggle like with answering it because they don't want to hurt your feelings. That's what this woman is experiencing.
But she experiencing hers with funk. At least if you look fat, you ain't funk.
Listen, it's not
funk is not good.
Look.
But you know what? As a person, if I'm funky, tell me, hey, look, bro, the day ain't your day.
So hold on, okay. Let's do that. If you are funky, right, how would you want your woman to come to you and bring that to you?
My woman is different. She can talk to me any type of way, and I might receive it. I might not. Like, if somebody else told me, I might not receive it the same way she told me.
How should she start off the conversation, your woman?
She could be straight up with me.
Hey, yo, Larry, you stink?
Hey, baby, look, you funky today. You need to go handle that. And she will. She's straight up like that.
But this isn't a today thing. This is an everyday thing for this woman.
But at least say today so I know start right now. Don't tell if it's been... Then I'll be like... Because I'm going to feel like, oh, you just let me been funky this long, you ain't said nothing? Yeah, you got to tell me. How would you want your man to tell you?
I would want my man to tell me straight out, but dang, it would make me feel bad. I'd be like, dang, I'm funky. For real? That's thing for real. But like, it would make me feel bad.
Almost like how you don't smell yourself, though.
Maybe it's a sin that they live with all their life. I don't know.
It's just a lifetime of funk. Coming up, man, we got more of your comments.
It's a disease.
No, it can't be. Funk ain't a disease. Well, then again. coming up, man, we got more of your comments on today's situation. 570-WPG. Madhouse Nation, y'all on one.
It's No Limit Larry and Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop. It might be right around the corner at 9 o'clock. You got your chance to beat the bomb. Right now, you got your chance to beat the situation.
Oh, boy. You all got to head on over to our Instagram page at Power 98FM. You can read the entire letter right there, and you can chime in if you can't get through on the phone lines. But basically, there's a woman who's writing in. She says she's a bigger girl, and she knows exactly how to wash. She does it the right way. Her boyfriend, however, doesn't follow the same procedure. He is also big, and he stinks. everywhere. It's been going on for about a month, and she wants to know how to start the conversation with her boyfriend to tell him he stinks.
Good morning.
Good morning. So there's one or two ways she could do this. She could tell her husband, boyfriend, whatever, you know, babe, I'm sorry, but I don't mean to hurt your feelings. You hurting my senses. My nose hurts. I'm crying every time I come around you. You stink. Like, we're going to have to do something. My husband and me get in the shower together. And if I feel like he ain't washing his booty right, I take that rag and go right up on in there and clean it for him.
Well,
like,
that's your husband. You can do that.
Yeah. I mean, even before he was my husband, when he was my man, the same thing. Because I'm not finna be, you know, doing the do and I'm smelling you. That's not going to happen.
You was putting your finger in the... Never mind.
No, Larry.
I need a clarification.
She did not.
I need a clarification.
She said that man was hurting her senses. You see how we ask stuff on.
But you can't take it. It's no way possible you're going to be able to take a shower with him every time he needs to take a shower. So, he got to know how to wash. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to me.
So... just a little bit about it. A few years I was living in sin, and what happened was the Lord took it out on my feet, and he also took it out on my edges. They're back now, but the biggest thing I said, maybe he was living in sin, and so that funk is coming from karma. My grandma, she was 101, and she's always scrub us down after we came out smelling like foam from outdoors. She put a little bleach water. A teaspoon of bleach in your water just to clean you up, and a little baking soda, and scrub them down. You know, funk is all around, and I'm very sensitive. I've had to tell employees that, you know, they have odors. So I guess the best way to tell them is give a situation. Like, hey, today I was at work, and some girl was really smelling bad, and there was some complaints. What would you do in that situation? And figure out the way he wants to handle it, and then tell him, hey, it's you.
I did a whole damn scavenger hunt about this situation.
This is not my issue. I am completely blown by this whole bleach water.
Yeah, I've
thing.
Heard that before.
I have never heard that.
Older folks, I've heard older folks use bleach water. That's an old, one of them old black reminiscences.
I need to know the proportions. Is it like one cup bleach?
Ask your mama.
One part bleach, two parts water. I need to. I just feel like my skin will be burning.
Power 98 WPG, good morning.
I think that she should just sit down and, like, you know, just really be honest with him. Like, hey, babe, like, you know, we both kind of, you know, thick. And, you know, sometimes I get a scent from you and I just want to address you before somebody else does. I think that's the way she needs to say it. I mean, I'm not on the bigger end. I'm mild crap, but... that's how I would do it. I would just be like, babe, you know, like, we big people. You know, we got to stick together. Like, I've been, you know, smelling a little sick from you, and I just want to let you know uphand before somebody else does. And then we have to, you know, take it there.
Bye, Nadia. Good morning.
If that's her man and she loves her man and he loves her unconditionally, she could go to him and just be like, sweetie, look, something ain't right. We got to figure something out. He shouldn't feel no type of way.
And that sounds good.
It does.
It sounds good.
How
she say you stinking one night? Why don't you jump in the tub with him at least? I'm like, babe, I got this new soap I want you to try out or something.
That's what Jessica said.
I don't understand. Crazy.
Thank you, baby. Pot 98, good morning.
I think that sit him down, you know, and just let him know, you know, I need to talk to you. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but when you bathe, even after you bathe, I still smell you. And suggest some kind of other kind of body wash and soap. He needs body wash and soap because if he's smelling after a bath, he needs body wash and soap. I mean, and I know good and well, both of them cannot get in that shower with both of them being.
Right. It's not going to happen. The flow going to collapse.
No. Oh, no. I thought yesterday was bad. Oh, my God.
Pot 98, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Larry, man? Just, I got a cold and a solution for the body odor thing. Me and my boy used to say, do she pass the BC? He said, what's the BC? You might say, what's the BC? We say, the butt cheese test. And the way to the solution is this right here. If they smell, you just stick your hand in that area, and you make sure you, when you're making love to them, because, you know, they corrupted in that area, you just kind of rub it in on their face. And let them smell what they got on your hands, and then that should fix it all right there.
You made my stomach hurt with that comment.
This is disgusting.
Gotta get them.
Pot 98, good morning.
Man, I think she should just write down the instructions of how she washed and get it laminated and hang it on the bathroom.
Gotta love us. We are so creative. I like it. I like it.
Did he say write it down and laminate it?
And hang it up.
Oh, my God. Bye, boy. Bye. Bye. Get off my phone, everybody. I don't want no more of the conversation. Y'all take it to the voicemail, 704-227-8780. I'm
What's
done with
What's even
y'all.
Better is Instagram. These comments that are coming up on Instagram. These
I'm
are
about
hilarious.
To go there right now.
Oh, man. Y'all got to join in on the conversation because at Power98FM, at Hey, Miss Jessica.
I just have a question.
Church?
Church boy, by the way. Do they make a human pressure washer? I'm just saying.
Church boy, go drink some holy water right now.
You get the dirt off the side of your house.
Church, if somebody says you stink, how do you want to
I would know it first.
Shot on the beat.
Yeah, you can snooze if you want to.